4KFW Mobile.
KO4HX.
Good morning, Patrick. Hope your day's going well.
I hope yours is too.
I'm here.
Camping trip this weekend.
More peaceful, and the kids swam almost all day Saturday, so they would give out.
Saturday was a beautiful day.
It didn't rain at all on us, and it was nice. It was nice and cool in the mornings in the low 60s.
Over in Anderson Saturday, had a business meeting over there. Right there off of 85 and 178. I can't remember the highway now. Anyway, going into Anderson, so was in that area Saturday till, I don't know, about 3, 4 o'clock.
For a long day, doesn't it?
But it's pretty much a once a month thing anymore.
South, so the guys didn't have to drive, some of the guys didn't have to drive so far.
Our district, we've got guys coming from the east side of Atlanta and that area up here, so that's kind of midpoint, I guess.
District?
Because it used to be.
The 287, I ain't seen it below 3 in a hot minute.
It's election time, they're trying to buy your vote.
About that.
Space, see if anybody else is in here this morning, but I guess not.
Still, I'm a couple of minutes early myself. The meteor showers this morning, but Susan saw one. I didn't see any.
Any coming down the mountain.
So many people in the little Swannanoa River, they just carry their fold-out chairs and sit in the river and just sit around all day.
Only they can cool down.
I didn't get in the pool. That darn water was too cold for me.
It was too cold? Is that what you said?
Like it. I don't like the swimming water to be cold. It just makes my body hurt too bad.
We're up around here. Where I live, because it's cold year round.
Running in the river with the dog, you know, it ain't bad to stand on your feet on that, but just the swimming pool, you know, it isn't heated. It wasn't in a lot of sunshine. You know, the sun only shone on it without any shadows for a couple hours, so it was pretty cool.
The temperature of the rivers are around here, the average coming out of the forest and things like that, but I know the water coming out of the ground for your wells are around 55 degrees, so I know the rivers are cold and always are. Used to play in them a lot when I was a kid and growing up. Now you can't get nowhere near them. Too many people.
Man, looks like it rained here last night up here by 357.
We had a slow rain at the house pretty much all afternoon yesterday.
Got in 20,000 steps yesterday walking the dog around the park.
That's a lot of walking.
I finally reclaimed most of the yard yesterday afternoon when we got home.
Yeah, but I haven't had an opportunity to do it yet.
It'll rain this afternoon, I'll be able to get the rest of it. I need to just take the weed eater to it. I'll have to probably swing by and pick me up some more fuel for it.
I got my little battery-powered Milwaukee weed eater. I haven't used my gas-powered one.
The battery Milwaukee and then went into my bad spot. Try me again.
I was just saying, since I got my battery-powered Milwaukee weed eater, I hadn't used my gas-powered steel.
Switch back to gas-powered and then it just, the other one just didn't last long enough and just wasn't powerful enough. I mean, we got a 60-volt DeWalt. And I guess if you were using it every every single week, you know, doing the trim and that, you can go pretty quick with it. But if it's got any height, you know, you let it go a month or whatever, it just kills it.
I hadn't had that problem, man. My weed eat the bank out there in front of the house with it, and I don't weed eat it, but twice a year maybe. And I use the battery powered Milwaukee one, don't have any trouble with it. Andrew, KO4HK.
Morning, Andrew, KN4CFW.
Good. How are y'all doing?
Sunday morning, so nothing to complain about yet.
Yep, doing good over here. Happy Monday.
How's that for getting up early?
What are you talking about?
I'd be coming at like 8 o'clock. I'd probably be fine because I'd get up around 7 or so and get to work.
Jump up, get dressed, and go out the door. That ain't happening.
I am. I don't get up way early before I leave. I'm up 15, 20 minutes. I'm out the door.
Damn, I get up, get my shower, get ready. The wife's up. She'll fix my coffee and my breakfast or my lunch. Get all that packed up for me. I go in there, I finish up my coffee, and I head on out the door.
4 to 4:30 is making lunch, getting coffee, and 4:30 to 5 is taking a shower and getting dressed, and then 5 to 5:30 is sitting around, watching a little bit of TV, chilling out, waiting on time to go.
Like I said, I'm usually up about 15, 20 minutes before I'm out the door.
There, Patrick. I don't think I rarely had ever chance to turn on the TV or check the weather or something like that. I just have to use an app or whatnot.
Andrew, we don't go to bed at 8 o'clock either. I take this time of the morning instead of an evening. Hope you're having a good start to your day, KO4HK.
Morning, Eric, KN4TFW.
Good morning, Eric, KO4CF.
Yeah, getting off to a good start. Just had my breakfast stop and headed on in. How are you guys this morning?
Down the mountain, made the vehicle switch, and already coming into Berea in the tool truck, so we're making good headway.
Turn here, made it over to Lyman.
I'm just traveling down the interstate, hoping that everybody just keeps going.
That I don't have a repeat of last week, man, all those closures were rough.
Always finding something to work on up that way.
Down the mountain yesterday, and I decided to take 414 over to 253 to bypass some of that construction, and man, that 253 is, man, they're working on it, and the road is really rough.
What section of 253 is that?
14 down to Sandy Flat.
Yeah. I hadn't traveled that in a while. That's why I was trying to think.
All the asphalt and just put tar on the dirt and put some gravel on top of that. And, man, it's terrible.
They do that stuff up in the Northeast all the time.
Come through this big machine and grind up everything and mix it all together. Dirt, concrete, chip, and then come back over it, and it makes big old potholes in it. Then they come back across it and pave it.
With the way we do road construction. Camp Friday and then Sunday to pick up my son from scout camp. And the place where we're going is on kind of the east side of Gaffney. So instead of going 11 like I normally had to, I had to go all the way down through Packlet to try to come up. It was like 211 or something like that. It was an all right ride, but man, you get on some of them back roads, I couldn't believe it, 55 miles an hour.
Girl, I had been over there, but like some of the back roads I get on, the speed limit's 55, and it's so narrow and curvy through there, I don't see how you could do 35.
Well, whatever the speed limit says, and it scared the crap out of me this weekend.
The gas prices were over there where you're at?
It's 287 at the QT at Wade Hampton.
What it is over here is 284, 285.
there by the Red Lobster.
Yeah, where it's usually the cheapest I can find.
Yeah, my way. Ken, was it raining at your house or something? As I'm headed down the interstate, I'm starting to see everything more wet.
It didn't start showing the road was wet until I got, you know, like up like 357 there in Greer.
I need to get this antenna off top of the car.
That's price should stay low until the end of the month. I got 85 cents off at Ingles. I need to fill up the truck.
Today I'm before November.
Your jobs right now, so the gas prices are probably going to keep going down.
Market or people getting laid off right now are crazy numbers going out the door, isn't it?
Tech, yeah, the tech sector is laying off big time right now.
Dell is laying off 15,000 employees.
Announced another 4,000 on top of their 15,000 from a couple weeks ago.
I was saying earlier, Ken, our district's not as big as it used to be. They changed it up. We've got 5 distributors getting out. We found out Saturday. Our district has shrunk. That's about all it means to me. It doesn't affect my business directly.
If a distributor gets out, if you can pick up some business.
We've got dedicated routes. And that's all you're supposed to deal with. So, generally, if there's a route open next to you, you might pick up a little bit of it, but I don't have one of those open next to me. So, the ones that were getting out are down toward Atlanta and through that area, east of Atlanta, coming into South Carolina. People to come right into them and fill them, but I don't know, man. I don't know if I'd want to get into this business right now at this time and what's going on.
Think of it either. I mean, you know, you and I are sort of in the same business selling tools, but, you know, you have a different marketing channel completely. I wonder if everybody getting laid off is not actually good for us because everybody will be home and they'll be bored and, you know, they'll buy some tools to work on their house or something.
That side of it, but I can speak for the automotive industry a little bit because I went through 08. It dies off for 6 months to a year, and then people realize, hey, I got to keep this car up, so they start trying to figure out how to spend this money or where to get it from, and because people are going to drive, so there's a little bit of a lull in it, but it's usually one of the first markets to recover from a downturn, so hopefully it's that way again.
During the pandemic, we were just on fire the entire pandemic because everybody had all that free money and they were stuck at home. So it was great for us, but I don't know what the recession is going to do for us.
The economy is booming. I mean, it's just I think y'all are just making stuff up.
And over there,
4 million layoffs announced in 1 week. You know, you are definitely not in a booming economy.
All right, gentlemen, I'm getting off of my... I'm going to snatch this antenna off the car. Y'all have a good one, be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clearing your final.
Andrew, have a great day. KO4HK.
73, Andrew, have a good one. KN4TSW.
73, Andrew, have a great day. WTUJKT. And am I the only one who has lousy copy on the repeater this morning?
Scratch it with your Heasley, too.
Full signal
to
save my life.
Yeah, barely moving the meters this morning.
Bumps around up between a quarter of a signal and a half, but anyway, it's probably due to the rain we had up there last night. Up on the mountain, and it's real foggy up there. Your company said anything about layoffs or look like it's heading that way?
If they do it, I don't hear about it until the morning it happens. They'll call me the night before if somebody in my team is affected. But yeah, I don't make those choices, and I don't even pick who gets it. I mean, that's all done at a higher level than me. So I just get to be the bearer of bad news.
stink, having to bear the bad news and don't even get to make take part in a decision.
Director, someday that'll be me, because you know, my boss is the one who makes those decisions. But you know, it is what it is.
Is that windy outside today, man? That rebel flag is flying straight out.
No, I didn't even look at it.
Too windy on me, and the truck's not moving around a whole lot because of it. So this must be an upper atmosphere.
Flag with the new one, the old one was starting to get ripped.
Right, it is getting dark early, and I'm noticing now it's after 6, and it's still not really that light. So I guess we're our days are getting short again.
Be able to get in bed early then.
I'm working on our kitchen, so I was exhausted last night. I went to bed about 8:45.
Call the net. I have arrived here at my first stop, so looks like they might be here. I don't know. So I'm going to jump out for a minute and for sure and get things opened up. If I don't talk to you again, y'all have a good day. Safe trip the rest of the way, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. 7-3.
Have an awesome, safe day. KN4TFW.
Great day, be safe, have fun. This is WTJKT.
Good morning, Ken. Good morning, Eric. KA3JCA.
Eric, how are you doing this morning?
This morning, how's it going?
Peachy this morning there. Ken, you were the topic of my conversation. Let's see here. Today is Monday, Saturday. I have a friend that lives out in Idaho that does a lot of dehydrating stuff. And they were doing some canning, and they did pickles and cucumbers. She did actual slices in regular whole pickles. And I was telling her how my friend here in the Carolinas there does the canning of tomatoes and the meat, like chicken and so forth like that. So we were talking about you Saturday.
Fine with you guys. I didn't get any of that with the repeater acting up. I'm in a bad spot. So you guys have an awesome day, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4TFW73.
Good day. We'll talk to you soon. W2JKT. Yeah, I don't know what's up, Richard, but the repeater's not good at all this morning. I'm down here coming up on Woodruff Road, and I can barely hear it myself.
Alrighty. Hey, when you get a chance, give me a call. If Patrick, if you still have the number Patrick sent you.
I do.
Yeah, I may have some information on you getting that repeater trustee switched over. I did talk to Alex about something else and mentioned it, but yeah, if you get a chance, I may have a solution for you.
All right, I'll give you a call.
Alrighty. If it rings and goes to voicemail, just try back again, because sometimes I set the phone down and I can't reach it right away. All right. So, all right, you guys travel safe there, and I'll talk with you later. KA3JCA.
All right, talk to you later. KA3JKT, I'm clear.